In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear friends in Christ, what our eyes see does not always reveal the entire picture. We may see a dirty, disheveled recluse living in a falling down shack, and then discover after that person has died that he was a multimillionaire. When we lived in Arizona, we often would take visitors down to the Western movie sets at Old Tucson. You walk through the dusty street, and on one side was the saloon and the barber shop, and on the other side was the mercantile and the bank. But then you walked around the corner and peeked behind the storefronts, and you discovered that's all they were was false fronts. There was nothing behind them except some meager lumber holding them all up. Our eyes don't always see the whole picture. We sang about that in our sermon hymn for this morning. When we see our sufferings and our difficulties and our problems, we don't always see the big picture that God will also give us deliverance and relief from those and uses those for His good purposes. This is true also of Jesus' miracles. Our eyes see, through the Scripture, Jesus feed thousands of people. Look beyond that. See the bread of life. Our eyes see Jesus raising people from the dead. Look beyond that and see Him who is the resurrection and the life. In the Decapolis, a league of 10 cities with Greek culture on the east side of the Jordan River, our Lord healed a man who was deaf and could hardly talk. It is true what I've just been talking about. There is more here than meets the eye. Look beyond the miracle. See that Jesus is the Messiah who was to come. See, Jesus makes us new creations. What a blessing these good friends were to this man who was deaf and could hardly talk. Apparently, because of his deafness, or certainly in connection with it, it was literally as if a band was binding his tongue so that it could not move correctly. What a blessing Jesus was to this man. His friends brought him to Jesus, and Jesus had compassion on him. Jesus took him aside, and Jesus healed him. This miracle is a sign of what we heard in our Old Testament lesson. It's a sign that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, who came to release us from the bondage of our sin, the chains of our guilt and the fear of death and the grave. Jesus came to buy us sinners back from our sins, from death, and from hell. We go back 8 centuries to the day that Isaiah spoke of this day in our gospel. Isaiah said, "How would the world recognize the Savior? What would be a sign to them? Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Jesus surely did not have to go through all these motions in order to heal the man. Jesus could have simply said, couldn't he? He could have simply said to the man, "Oh, be healed." And the man would have been cured of his deafness and he could have been able to speak plainly. But why the isolation? Because Jesus wanted his attention. Jesus wanted him to concentrate on what was happening. Why did Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears and spit on his hand and touch the man's tongue? Because he wanted the man to get a sense of Jesus' compassion in a tactile way. Don't we all, sometimes, or most of us, if we're hurting, like to be touched by another human being? The doctor maybe puts his arm around us, or the nurse that touches our hand as she's jabbing that intravenous needle into our arm. Jesus wanted that man to get a tactile, touching sense of his compassion and his care. In a very touching way, Jesus was indicating to this man that the one touching you is the Creator and the Maker of the universe. He is the Creator and Maker of your body, and I can fix it if I want. And then Jesus looked up to heaven to show the man that I and my Father are one in our thinking. Perhaps Jesus offered a silent prayer there as he and his Father were in communication as he looked to heaven. And then as he said, "Ephphatha, be open," Jesus let out a deep sigh. A sigh of sadness. Jesus is sad as our Creator to see what sin has done to us. To see how sin can cripple our bodies and not make them work the way He intended them to work. What good lessons for us. Peace and quiet doesn't make the Word of God more effective. But doesn't having peace and quiet help us focus on God's Word? Isn't it good for us sometimes to get away from the crowd, to get away from the busyness? Yeah, sometimes even to get away from our family and our friends so that we can be alone with Jesus and concentrate on His loving presence before us in His Word. It's good for us when a fellow Christian or a pastor or someone else, as they are telling us about God's love and care and concern, to hold our hand or to put their arm around us, to show us in a touching way that they really care about what's happening to us in our difficulties and temptations. It reminds them, as Jesus was showing this man, that nobody cares more about our pain and our sadness and our limitations than Jesus Christ, our Savior, and we, your fellow believers. Our God looks down on this scarred world and He sees our scars as we live in this world, and His heart goes out to us. Jesus, as our mediator, still on our behalf goes to our Father in heaven, just like He did here for this man. And when we let out deep sighs of misery, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is letting out groans in our hearts to God that we cannot even utter. But Jesus felt that scarring. Jesus felt that hurt no more greater than he felt it on the cross on Calvary, where there he bore our sins, and there he took our scars, and he took them to the cross, and he left them in the grave, and he rose again in his glorified body to live and reign with our Father in heaven forever. There's more here in this miracle than meets the eye. It's more than giving someone who can't hear his hearing. It's more than loosening someone's tight tongue so they can speak plainly. Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of God who not only cares about our bodies, but came to take care of the needs of our souls. But there's more here than meets the eye in the man's wellness. Jesus didn't only open his ears and loose his tongue. Through this miracle, as we look beyond the miracle itself, we see that Jesus came and creates new creations. How would the Savior identify himself? What was the reaction to that revelation? People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. And some of them were thinking to themselves, wait a minute, that's exactly what Isaiah said about the Savior, that he would do those things. And here's this man doing those. And they didn't fail to make the connection. But did you notice another connection? They said, he has done everything well. Doesn't that sound a lot like what Moses said at the end of creation? When he said, of all of God made, he said, God looked at what he had made, and it was very good. In other words, God has done everything well. Look beyond the miracle and don't miss the connection. They were saying, what is true of God is true of Jesus. What God did, Jesus did. Jesus has come to do. God made this new creation out of nothing. Jesus has come to make us new creations out of old sinners, out of old unbelievers. Jesus Christ has come to reconcile us and unite us to the Father. Jesus shows that he is the one who makes new creations by healing this man from his deafness and coming to heal us from the power of our sin and the condemnation they bring. Jesus Christ is God's Son who came into the world to make us new creations, to cleanse us from our sin, and to remove our guilt by his holy life and his perfect sacrifice on the cross. Is Jesus interested in my body and its ills? Absolutely. And he continues to do miracles with our bodies, sometimes that nobody can explain. Sometimes he does it through doctors and through medicine. But Jesus came really to cure me from my ills of sin, to cure my lost condition of death. And that the Father has done so is declared for us by his resurrection. Think of Paul's words to the Romans. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. We sang in our sermon hymn, because of our sins we are bound by sin as chains. You might recognize that thought from Luther's wonderful hymn, Dear Christians, one and all, rejoice. Recall those words of Dr. Luther, fast bound in Satan's chains I lay, death brooded darkly o'er me. Jesus does everything well. Jesus has come, and as He removed the chains from the man's tongue, He has removed the chains of sin from our hearts and minds and souls. Paul writes to the Corinthians in his second epistle, chapter 5, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ." Jesus' miracle of healing the man is a picture and a giving of the power that Jesus brought to make us new creations. He unstopped the man's ears. Our faith has unstopped our ears so that we can listen and hear God's Word. Jesus loosened the man's tongue so he could speak plainly. You and I can now speak to the world. Jesus is my Savior from sin, and Jesus is your Savior from sin also. We'd still be deaf and speechless to God's wonders and miracles of our salvation if Christ, by the Spirit, had not opened our hearts to give us that saving faith. Last week, we heard in our sermon, James declare, remember these words? "He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created." Jesus' words to the beggar, or to the deaf and man that could not speak plainly, Jesus' command, "be opened," is parallel to the gospel's invitation, "believe in Jesus Christ and be saved." It is the same power of God that did that healing miracle that gives the miracle of faith, that calls us to believe in the Word and keeps us in the Word. There is more here than meets the eye. There is more here than theatrics. Here is our Savior, Jesus Christ, having mercy on one deaf man in the Decapolis, and by extension, manifesting that He is the one who brings healing to the entire lost world. Jesus loved that man in the Decapolis, that nameless man, and Jesus loves you. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.